goodbye, Americans. Here's Mail Call, one big package of words and music and laughter delivered to you by the stars from whom you want to hear. In answer to the request you send to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. With this mail call, we salute the brave and intrepid men of the Amphibs, wherever they may be amphibian. And leading off that salute tonight is the man who's so well known that all I need to say is, it's Bing!
Thank you, Don Wilson. Thank you very much. And men, it's indeed a privilege to pay our respects to the gallant men of the amphibious forces. Well, there's no use just standing here. I guess I'd better touch off the first musical landing barge with Johnny Mercer's Accentuate the Positive. You got to accentuate the positive. Eliminate the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum. Bring gloom down to the minimum. Have faith or pandemonium. Liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Joan ain't the whale, no way in the ark. What did they do just when everything looked so dark? Man, they said you better accentuate the positive. Eliminate the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. No, do not mess with Mr. In Between. Next paragraph in this letter is little, but, oh, man. She's over at Universal now. She's a lovely little thing, shy, and demure, and very bashful. Here she is, Peggy Ryan.
Hiya, Blubber. What do you hear from the whale?
Oh, my
word. Yuck, 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 yuck.
And I pegged Peggy as the bashful type.
Hmm? Oh, a bashful? Never heard of it. What does it mean?
Well, that's when a girl sits at home and waits for the right boy to come along.
Ha, not me. I'd rather go out and set a bear trap than thank Sinatra.
who did you say that? This?
Frank Sinatra.
Oh, you mean the thin umbriago, huh? That's it.
Well, now, Bing, don't tell me you're jealous.
Oh, no.
Well, Frankie's a fine singer.
Oh, he is.
And he's going to go places, too.
I wish he'd hurry up and go.
I wouldn't worry, Bing. There are plenty of girls who like older men.
Yeah. But they're all older girls. No, Peggy, the modern-day girls just don't interest me anymore. Where are the girls that I used to know?
Yeah, Barbara Fritchie, Betsy Ross.
May I ask who gave you that line?
Bob Hope.
Old bagel beak got to you, huh? Peggy, you may not know this, but this whole program is dedicated to our amphibious forces.
Yeah, I know, Bing.
In fact, the amphibs in the Pacific area have paid you a signal honor. Huh? They want you to be the sweetheart of every guy in their task force.
You know something?
What?
I think I got the force for that task.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you very much. The next item of interest in our letter to GIs can be summed up in three words. Patty, Laverne, and Maxine. Of course, if you're still in doubt, those glamorous appendages are the first names of your favorite all-girls singing group, the Andrews Sisters. They're coming up. Well, girls, what's new?
Well, Bing, we've got a swell arrangement of Down in the Valley. Would you like to hear it?
Oh, but Dad, lay it right in there.
Down in the valley, valley so low, late in the evening, hear that train blow. The train your arms round me, feel my heart break. Down in the valley, valley so low, late in the train blow. The train is gone, love, and out of sight. Good night, my darling, darling, good night.
Very sweet, girls. How about an encore?
Sure, Bing. You got any suggestions?
Remember that platter we knocked out a little bit ago for called Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby?
Yeah, we had a lot of fun that day recording it.
Well, the Amphib boys have kind of taken a shine to that little thing. You think we could knock it?
Well, Bingo, what are we waiting for? Let's give them all a second helping.
That's what I had in mind. Maestro, would you?
I got a gal who's always late. Anytime I catch up a date, but I love her. Yes, I love her.
He's gonna walk up to my gate and see if he can get it straight. 'Cause he wants her, he's gonna ask her.
Is you is you ain't my baby? The way you're acting lately make me doubt. My baby, baby, seems my flame and your heart's done gone out.
A woman is a creature that has always been strange. Just when you're sure of one, you find she's gone and made a change.
Is you or is you ain't my baby? Baby, baby, found somebody new. Oh, is my baby still my baby too?
Is you or is you ain't my baby, baby? for the way you're acting lately makes me doubt.
See ya. Who's been cutting me?
You're still my baby, baby, baby. Baby boy, it seems my flame in your heart's done gone out.
Oh, blackout. A woman is a creature that has always been strange. Just when you're sure of one you find, she's gone and made a change, you took the change.
Is you is or is you ain't, my baby. Maybe baby's find somebody new.
Maybe baby's found somebody.
Or is my baby still my baby?
Our next guest on Mail Call is a young man with a mission. This mission is to heckle Jimmy Durante on their radio show every week. I give you the whimsical, tongue-in-cheek, iconoclast, Gary Moore.
Thank you. Hello, fellas, and hi, Bing.
Hi, Gary. Say, tell me. Mind if I ask you a personal question?
Not at all.
What is that growing on your head there? Is that a mess of steel wool or something? Huh?
My dear boy, and I use the word boy in the past tense.
Hello.
If you will look closely, you'll see that that is my hair. Yeah, you see, the fellow who cuts my hair is a GI barber who just got out of the army, and he insists that everything has to go through channels.
Channels? Channels, I can understand, but grooves yet. What's that?
Back up. You know, I've always had trouble with my hair, Bing. You see, when I was born, my head came to a point. It wasn't very much of a point, of course, but it came in very handy when my mother wanted to squeeze oranges. Wilson, don't laugh too soon.
Well, at least your childhood was full of vitamins.
Oh, yes. And mishaps, too.
Mishaps, yes.
Yeah, I'll never forget one night I fell out of my crib head first. The drop of some 4 feet.
Did your mother pick you up?
How could she? I was stuck in the floor like a hatchet.
Very interesting, Gary, but right now I notice that your head is fairly normal.
Thank you.
What happened to your point?
Oh, I got rid of it very suddenly. My mother tried everything, massage, meat-slicking machines, but nothing worked. Then one day she got an inspiration. She wrapped me up in a dirty sheet and sent me to the laundry, and that did it.
No more point?
No. You see, the laundry only did flat work.
Gary, this here mail call is dedicated to the amphibs. Mm-hmm. Does that strike a responsive chord in the Moore esophagus?
If you don't mind, Bing, we'll leave my sister out of this.
How about doing one of your special songs in honor of the occasion?
All right, Bing. Here's a little number called If You Were the Only Girl in the World, You Wouldn't Be a Child of Bing's.
Have a seat.
Maestro?
If you were the only girl in the world, and I loved you passionately, Melba Mucklestone. Loved you, did I say, why I worshipped the very ground beneath your feet. Both acres of it. I shall never forget the night we met, my darling. It was spring and the snapdragons were snapping. The petunias were petuning. The Belgian lilies were blooming. And there you stood, my darling, there you stood with your tray in your hand. You were a car hop at the drive-in hamburger stand. In fact, you were the head car hop. Hophead Mucklestone, they called you. And I looked at you, darling. I looked at you with your hazel eyes, your almond skin, your chestnut hair. You were the nuts. And as you drew closer, darling, as you drew closer, I could see your lips, all those lovely lips. Like twin inner tubes deflated. And darling, when I smiled at you, your eyes lit up. You carried the battery in your snood. Yes, there's no doubt about it. You were a sight, my pigeon, to behold. To be pigeonholed.
I was a poor unemployed vagabond then. I had trained all my life to be a window dresser in a department store. But I quit because I was disappointed in the job. You know, those girls aren't real. But anyway, darling, I loved you and I spoke to you, my angel, my voice just reeking with love, emotion, and beer. And I asked you to be mine and you said no. So I slugged you with a niblet. It was beautiful in jail that summer. With moss growing down the north side of the warden. And honeysuckle twined round the hot seat. Oh, we could have been so happy together. But then, it happened. I was paroled and we were sitting in the park. I don't know which one of us noticed at first that faint touch of breeze in the fetid summer air. But gradually it became stronger. The trees, so long in stillness, began to bend and shake in the grip of the wind. In the far-off sky, we saw it coming like a thing alive. And then a stranger shouted,
Tornado! Run for your lives! Tornado!
Tornado, my darling! Run for the building, run! Oh, no! Don't stand under that tree, Melba! Melba, the tree! The tree! Ah!
If you walk away, girl, in the world, and I were the only boy.
A glance at my program notes indicates a touch of groaning is scheduled right in through here somewhere, so with the help of the AFRS Orchestra, and your kind indulgence, I should like to take a few cuts at the day after forever. Whispering your name, and the day after forever, I know I'll do the same. Time or winter, I won't let you out of sight. After forever, we'll talk about tonight. Your laughter is a melody that I'll remember long. It plays upon my heartstrings. It's my favorite song. All through a lifetime, I'll be loving you, and then all the day after forever, I'll just begin. It's a real pleasure to introduce our next mail call guest, a gal who lent her singing talent to a picture in which we both appeared. Picture called Going My Way. Here she is, the famous Metropolitan Opera star, Risa Stevens. Risa, it's very nice to welcome you to the mail call, Steve.
Steve.
Steve, well, frankly, I'm not too sure of the pronunciation of that front handle of yours.
Yeah, people do have difficulty with my first name, but it's very easy, Bing. It's Risa, as in Norwegian.
Silly me. I always used to say rise as in yeast cake.
Oh. Bing, I'm surprised at you.
Why?
Well, you're supposed to be somewhat of a linguist. You just returned from a trip through France, and don't you speak any French at all?
Well, I parlay around a little with the booze. I could order me scoffin' when I was cornered, grab a bench in a French restaurant, call the waiter over and say, excusez-moi, garçon, je voudrais mon serpent avec du sucre de vin, s'il vous plaît.
Oh, that's fine, Bing. But in French that means, I am a man without fear. I am afraid of nothing.
Guess that's why they always bought me a plate of hash, huh?
Say, speaking of names, what about yourself?
What do you mean?
Well, I heard that when you did the shortwave broadcast to the Reich, you became known as Der Bingle.
Yeah, they Hausenpfeffered my handle up somewhat. Der Bingle guy.
And did you sing? Did your singing go right into Germany?
Oh, a secret weapon, you see, yes. See, I love talking to you here at the microphone, but I'm sure the boys would much rather hear you sing.
Well, I'd love to, Bing.
How about giving the light brush to that thing that Frere Bizet whipped up for Carmen?
Oh, you mean the famous habanera?
That's the kid. Let's have it. But so many of you have asked for the Andrews sisters singing Lullaby of Broadway that it makes it almost a must. How about it, gals? You think you could lay a light lullaby upon us?
Oh, definitely, Bingo. And I hope all you fellows who wrote in for it, I hope you like it.
Cinch.
Lullaby of Broadway, the hip-hooray and ballyhoo, the lullaby of Broadway.
taxi, and Daffodil Sue and a tank at Angelo's and Maxie's, when a Broadway baby says goodnight. It's early in the morning, Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. Lullaby of old Broadway, the jumper jiving and the swing-a-roo, the lullaby of Broadway. The band begins to jam a tune, boop, boop, and everyone goes crazy. You rock by your baby soon, the atmosphere gets hazy. Hush, I'll buy you this and that. You hear a daddy saying, and baby goes home to her flat to sleep all day. Sleep tight, oh baby.
Come to the close of this mail call. The old cheese salesman here finds himself in a bit of a spot. I'm supposed to say a few words about the amphibs, but they just aren't enough of the right kind to pay them the tribute that they deserve. We all know that the amphibs are the Joes that take you fellows into the beaches. They're the babies who catch it from those big berthers and mortars on shore. I know because I talked to some of them who went through it on getting into Normandy, but how does a fella talk about that kind of stuff? I think the amphib's own song tells more about them than I ever could. So what do you say, sportsman? Let's do the amphibious battle hymn. We're going in. Hit the nets, let's go, we're going in. There's a beach out there in the dawn somewhere, and a man tries fight to win.
Hey! Hit the nets, let's
this is it, amphibs, we're on our way. Hold her straight and true, for it's up to you when we hit that beach today.
Hi! This is it, amphibs, we're on our way.
Stand by with your gator and your cat and your duck. Come in on the flag, and here's best of luck. Give the old amphibs another win. Hit the nets, let's go, we're going in.
Stand by with your gator and your cat and your duck. Come in on the flag, and here's best of luck.
Give the old amphibs another win. Hit the nets, let's go, we're going in.
Hit the nets, let's go, we're going in.
Down to the bottom of the page, fellas. I guess it's time to sign another mail call letter. Tonight's signatures include Bing Crosby, Peggy Ryan, Gary Moore, Lisa Stevens, the Andrews sisters, the Sportsman's Quartet, and yours truly, Don Wilson. This program is arranged with the cooperation of the Hollywood Victory Committee. Another mail call will be coming your way the next time you hear... This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.